I want to take a moment before we get into the actual setting up of the ads to explain the two types of ads and how they work so that you can decide based on whatever strategy or whatever end goal you want, you can decide which type of messenger ad best suits your purposes. So messenger ads give us a boost to our messenger bots, and they do something that up until now has been very difficult, especially on Facebook and more specifically on our Facebook fan pages. It's been very difficult to start a conversation. So the messenger ads give us an opportunity to do this in a very targeted way. So now, as advertisers, we can use Facebook's amazing targeting capabilities. I mean, in the past, for us as marketers, if we wanted to market our business and we wanted to target, I mean, the data alone was like absurdly expensive. There would have been no way that we could have grown our businesses to the scale that we have the opportunity to do now, simply because Facebook puts all of this data at our fingertips. So now we have that targeting capability, so we can find people that are most likely to be interested in our bots and serve them up an ad that opens a conversation with it when it's clicked. So again, this is an opportunity, guys. I cannot stress enough. Even though, you know, you think, well, I'm going to have to spend money. Yes, there's never been a business ever in the history of successful businesses that haven't had to market their business. So we need to start shifting our mindset slightly to realize that we are going to have to market our business and we are going to have to spend money to do so. The beautiful part about Facebook Messenger ads, and specifically with the marriage between the two, with the bots and in the ads platform, you can do this for literally pennies. I mean, a dollar a day is the minimum that you can spend, which I think if we can't afford a dollar a day, I mean, you know, we really need to take a look at our business. But this gives us an opportunity to really boost our end results. So this is the first type of messenger ad, and it's called a click-to-messenger ad. And essentially what that means is when they click on the ad, it goes into our inbox. So that means that they are messaging us. Maybe that's the best way to describe it. This particular one's a great example because their button says send message. So it's very clear that when they click on it, they're going to go to their messenger inbox, or that they're communicating inside of the messenger inbox. And I think that's smart because you want people to realize that that's the end goal. In other words, they're going to be communicating and getting more information through the messenger app. Here's another example of a click-to-messenger ad that's coupon-driven. So Jasper's Market, a straight-up ad, it looks, and this is something I really want to highlight, the click-to-messenger ad looks exactly like a traditional ad. You know, if you see it in your feed, it looks it looks like a traditional ad. It acts like a traditional ad. The only thing that's different about it is what happens when they click. Here they say, receive 20% off your entire purchase when you visit us anytime in September. If they click on the Learn More button inside of their inbox, they'll get the coupon code for the 20% off. That's the beauty of it. They're showcasing a beautiful photo. It looks like a traditional ad. And then again, people click on it and they get the coupon code in their inbox. Here's an example of a click-to-messenger ad that's carousel-based. So this is leveraging another function or feature of Facebook ads, where you can basically build a kind of a small catalog of your products or your services. This can hold the customer's attention a little longer and boost the chances of them seeing something that they like before they're redirected to the messenger bot for more information. Maybe what you could do, you could choose 4 or 5 images that represent your product or your brand the best, and you might want to include a slightly different message for the same offer with each image. But when that customer clicks on one of those images, the first message in Messenger should highlight that particular product or service again. You want to remind people why they clicked on it in the first place, in case, you know, they click and they realize that, you know, something happen and it goes to their inbox. Maybe they don't see it right away. So you want to make sure that when they circle back to their inbox, that they understand why they clicked on it. And the next type of ad that I want to talk about is the sponsored messages ad. And the sponsored messages ad, or that type of ad, boost the potential for re-engagement with customers. This type of ad offers brands the ability to reach back out to users who have previously initiated a conversation with their bot. So they already have to be a Messenger list subscriber for you to run sponsored messages to them. Let me go back to my original example of what I said about the click to Messenger ad. That means that when they click, it's going into our inboxes. When we're sending a sponsored messages ad, that means that it's going into their inbox. So the first point of contact for a click to Messenger ad is our inbox. The first point of contact for a sponsored messages ad is their inbox. So I think that's a great way to describe the differences between the two. Remember though, Facebook's priority is still all about the end user's experience. And we have to really, really be cognizant of this because we never want to get on the wrong side of Facebook. And two, we never really want to have our prospects have a bad experience with us. So you can't send a sponsored ad to someone who hasn't already engaged with your bot previously. So I want to reiterate that. These are strictly to re-engage users who have initiated a conversation with your bot at some time in the past, whether that's organically or through a newsfeed ad, but they have had to communicate with your bot in some way for you to send a sponsored ad to them. Another quick thing as it relates to just understanding the differences. Facebook, again, is very committed to that end user experience. So to keep brands from getting spammy, Facebook allows users to block your bot from sending them messages if they don't want to receive your content. You can see that they can block sponsored messages or they can block all messages. I just wanted to highlight that. So if you end up sending content that your Messenger subscriber is not happy with, they can either block that sponsored post if they realize that that's what it is, or they can block all messages from you going forward. Personally, I feel like if this happens and somebody does block your content, then they're probably not your ideal prospect. So just think of it like an email list where somebody unsubscribes. It's exactly the same thing. Facebook is just giving people an opportunity to say, hey, I want this content, or I really don't want this content. So don't get offended when this happens. If someone decides they're going to block you, just let it go because they're not your ideal prospect. So here's an example of a sponsored Messenger ad. I love me some teaks. Those of you ladies who've never tried the teaks, yes, they are incredibly expensive, but they are so comfy. But I happened to notice this, so I grabbed a screenshot of it because I thought it was a perfect example of leveraging the sponsored Messenger ad. Hi there, and again, this shows right up in my inbox. Hi there, just wanted to make sure you saw our recent release of Poppy Teaks. They're the perfect spring hue and available only through the end of poppy season. So not only are they showcasing the product, but they give me an opportunity to click the Shop Now button if I want to. I can ignore it or I can accept it. So this is how it works from a sponsored Messenger ad perspective. It shows up in the inbox directly. So you have to be very careful, I think, with the sponsored Messenger ads versus the click to Messenger ad type. Personally, I recommend most to use the click to Messenger ads, but there may be an instance here and there where the sponsored Messenger ad would be perfect depending on, you know, what your specific scenarios are as you start to build out that Messenger list. So I'll see you in the next video.